Hey there, everyone. This is Art K from Sentia, and we're here today to talk about building mobile apps using Sentia Touch and Windows Azure Mobile Services. Specifically, we're going to be going through the Getting Started Guide with Mobile Services and Sentia Touch, which is available on the WindowsAzure.com website. And you can see that by clicking on the Sentia tab over here on the right-hand side. We can view a tutorial specific to using Sentia Touch and Windows Azure Mobile Services. We're going to be moving very quickly through this tutorial today. In fact, I'm assuming that you've done a few things already. At this point, you should have set up your Windows Azure mobile service. You should have downloaded and installed Sentia Touch, as well as downloaded and installed Sentia Command. So assuming that we've done all of those things, we can go ahead and immediately begin generating our Sentia Touch application. So if I jump over here to my terminal, all I need to do is to use the keyword Sentia, which lets us use Sentia command in our terminal, dash SDK, and I'm going to find where I have the Sentia Touch SDK installed locally on my machine. And the command generate app. Need to give our application a name. In my case, it's going to be basic with an uppercase B. And then tell Sentia command where it is to install the application code. I'm going to say dot for the current directory. Sentia command will automatically fetch my Sentia Touch SDK and scaffold a very basic Sentia Touch application. You can see that looking at my terminal, it's already complete. The next piece that we're going to do is to install the Sentia Touch extensions for Windows Azure. And looking at the tutorial, we can see that we have two options. First, we could manually install the zip file, or we can install it as a Sentia package using Sentia command. And we're going to use the latter of these two options. So we're going to jump over to my IDE. And we can see that here is the scaffolding for my Sentia Touch application. We're going to open up my app.json file and scroll all the way to the bottom where I have this block for requires. And we're going to add the words touch Azure to tell Sentia command to include the touch Azure package when we go to build our application. We can hit save and we're done in the app.json file. We're going to jump back into my terminal, and we're going to say Sentia app refresh so that Sentia command can automatically download and install the Touch Azure package locally here in our project. When that's finished, what you'll see in my IDE is that under packages, I should now have a touch-azure folder containing all of the source code for the Sentia Touch extensions. To come back over to the tutorial, see that the next piece that we need to do is to include and configure the Sentia Touch extensions for Windows Azure. We're going to copy and paste this bit about the ext loader into our app.js file. Let's put that right here at the top. But we're going to need to change the file path to these extensions. In our case, it's going to be simply packages touch Azure. The next piece is to require the extAzure.azure class. We do that by adding a bit to the requires on the ext application. Next, we need to configure Windows Azure inside of the ext application. We can see this Azure object. I'll simply copy and paste that into my ext application. The app key and the app URL come from your Windows Azure portal. So let's jump over to the Windows Azure portal and see where these items live. Coming over to my Windows Azure mobile service, we can click on Dashboard. And on the right-hand side, we can immediately see our mobile service URL. So we're going to copy and paste this into my app URL, taking off that trailing slash. And next for the app key, you can find that by clicking on Manage Keys. That should pop open a window. You can hit the button to copy it to our clipboard and paste that here in the EXT application. Last but not least, we need to come down to our launch method, where we can say ext.azure.init and pass that the this.azure object. This, in this context, refers to the EXT application, and Azure property refers to the Azure object that we just defined. Coming back to the Getting Started tutorial, we're going to start building our to-do application. So the first thing we're going to do is to create a data model. I'm going to simply copy and paste our model definition from the tutorial into my app model folder. Create a new class. We'll call this to-do item. And this is simply a class that extends EXT data model. And it uses the EXT Azure proxy to connect to Windows Azure Mobile Services and grab the data from our to-do item table. We'll notice that the fields that I have configured, each of these name properties of ID, text, and complete, correlate directly to our Windows Mobile Services data table. So I have a table named to-do item. And when I investigate what's inside of this table, you can see that I have columns for ID, text, and complete. The next thing we need to do is to create a data store. The data store is a collection of models used by the Sensha Touch framework. So again, I can copy and paste this into my app store folder. I'm going to call this to-do items. Note that items is plural. This is simply an EXT data store that uses the to-do item model that we just defined, as well as defining remote sort and remote filter for our data store. Last but not least, in our EXT application, we need to make sure that we define which data stores are being used. So we want to make sure that we have our to-do items store on the EXT application. Jumping back to our Getting Started guide, we want to start to create the views so that we can display the data coming back from Windows Azure. And again, I'll just copy and paste this class. This is our data item class. So come back to view, create a new file, data item, and paste the class here. The data item extends the EXT data view component list item class. So this will help us to style each individual list item that appears in the list. So for each model that's in our data store, will be correlated directly to a list item. The list item is a component that has a checkbox docked to the left-hand side, an area for text, and a button docked to the right-hand side. Again, this is for each model in the list. But to display each of these data items, we now need to create the data list. So we'll create our primary view, again, by copy and pasting the code for our main view. Now, looking at our Sensha Touch scaffolding, we can see that I already have a main.js file defined. This happened automatically when we generated the Sensha Touch app. I'm simply going to delete the content of that file and paste in what came out of our Getting Started tutorial. So we can see that this is simply an ext data view list. It's configured with our to-do items store. And we are opting to not use simple items, but rather to use the basic data item class that we just defined for each item in the list. We've also defined a pulled refresh plugin and a list paging plugin for our list. What direction the list should scroll. And last but not least, assigned a title bar docked to the top and a toolbar docked to the bottom that contains both a text field and a button. If I save this and pop back into my terminal, I can say Sentra web start to start up a local host where I can view my application. You can see that it creates a local host at port 1841. And going to my browser, I can refresh. And I can see that I have a toolbar at the top, a toolbar at the bottom, and in between, I have a list with nothing in it. But we haven't told the application to load its data store yet. So the next piece that we have to do is add the logic inside of our application controller. So we're going to copy and paste the code for our main controller, come back to our IDE, create main.js inside of our controllers folder, and paste the controller logic. Without going through all of the code in the file, we can simply see that we have a control statement, which is going to handle events firing on the add or reload buttons when our main view fires its activate or double tap event, and when each of the individual data items in our list, when the checkbox field fires its change event or its button fires the tap event. We can see that these event handlers are simply defined below. Coming back to our app.js file, we want to add a block telling the application about any controllers that we want loaded at startup. And in this case, we simply want to say that we want our main controller. Coming back to the browser, viewing my localhost, you can now see that the application automatically loads items from my Windows Azure mobile service. I can mark items as complete. I can remove items from the list. And if I refresh, we can see that those items were in fact marked as complete or removed. If I want to add a new task, add, you can see that it's been added to the top of the list. We at Sentia are very excited to announce our strategic partnership with Microsoft to bring Sentia Touch together with Windows Azure. To help you build some amazing applications, go to docs.sentia.com, where you'll find our API documentation for the Touch Azure package. What you'll find here is in-depth documentation to use the API for the ext Azure package, including information about using authentication for your users, push notifications for a variety of devices, as well as storage using Microsoft Azure's blob or table storage. Additionally, we have a number of user guides to help you not only get started, but to investigate the various capabilities of mobile services, stored services, and even walkthroughs our sample applications. Thanks again for watching.